Hello, my name's Ellie Watkins, and this is Unlimited Volley Talk. Volleyball is ready to make a triumphant return to its homeland, with Athletes Unlimited set to begin its inaugural season in February 2021. For too long, one of the world's most popular sports has lacked a strong professional scene in the United States. After decades of success on the international front, the U.S. is ready to bring back pro volleyball to its fans. Chance to speak with a three-time All-American and NCAA champion middle blocker from the University of Texas Austin, who also went on to play professionally overseas in Germany. She has played a key role in moving the Athletes Unlimited Pro Volleyball League forward, alongside two-time Olympic medalist Jordan Larson. This is Molly McCage. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
You did say you played at UT and you played in Germany. So I wanted to ask, when you were finishing your years at UT, what made you decide that you wanted to play at a pro level, but then also going overseas is kind of a big move. So what kind of got you to that decision?
Yeah, honestly, I did not know much about professional volleyball. It was not a conversation really. And so I majored in communications, and I was like, okay, time to find a normal adult job. And then I was like, you know, volleyball was kind of on the back burner. And so I finished season in December. And then, you know, throughout the last semester, I was training just because I, you know, love to be around the team. And if anything, those are my best friends. So I was training with them still, just to kind of flirt with the possibility of playing overseas, because there is no professional league in the U.S. And so I played in PVL, which was like an adult nationals tournament in Orlando, and just really found out that I loved volleyball still. Like, I was like, I still like have a passion. And if anything, like, I knew that I was not as good as I could have been, right? Like, I still had room to grow. And that was something that, like, I just wanted to further my passion in volleyball. So I retired, and then, so Jordan Larson approached me and was like, would you play in the U.S. if they had a league? I was like, that's a dream. Yeah, absolutely. And so there's actually a league coming. So in February, I will get out of my retirement and start playing again. We need this league.
Well, it's so great that this is now happening. So you said Jordan Larson approached you about Athletes Unlimited. What was kind of like your initial instinct when she brought that to you?
Well, first off, I was like, wait, are you kidding? Like, is this going to be like a real league, you know, because there's PVL and things that adults can do, and there's like rec leagues and things like that. But then obviously Jordan Larson, you know, the amazing player that she is, wouldn't be coming to me if this weren't like a serious league. And then my second thought is like, oh, if Jordan's playing, like, I get to play with her. Like, that's also amazing. And so this must be legit. And so they hadn't signed that many players. They actually had signed only two players at the time. And so the whole idea was pretty fresh. They had actually started with softball. So softball, yeah, they're finished in September. And so we kind of got to see all of that unfold, which has been good, because we're like, okay, like, this is actually, like, we're going with this. Like, the league is structured, the scoring system, the uniforms are all ready to go. Like, we're ready to actually make this happen. So I don't know. I've just been thrilled. Like, it's cool to be a part of the initial league. It's just a long time coming, I feel like.
Why do you think Athletes Unlimited will be different from past leagues who have tried to make a pro volleyball league?
Yeah, so I think the way that Athletes Unlimited is structured, it is very media focused and fan focused. So, which kind of aligns well because of COVID anyways. But they're, you know, they're going to be streaming games on YouTube and CBS and Fox Sports and things like that. So their main focus is to really kind of develop a relationship with the players. So, like, you're not a Heat fan, you're a LeBron James fan, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, they're really trying to build content around social media and everything to build that relationship with the players and like really get to know the players, because the fans aren't really, you know, Athletes Unlimited is important, but they really just want to see these players play volleyball and get to know them. So we've done a ton of work around like civic leadership and youth engagement, just to kind of, you know, build that relationship up. It's also a faster pace. So there's only 3 sets.
So like versus 5.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Why is that?
So they've done a lot of research, and fans just want a faster paced game. It also is better in terms of like broadcast, like to control the amount of time, but also fans just want, you know, a very fast paced game.
So kind of switching to like the more technical side of the league, there is a point system I read, and it's kind of more based on the individual players. Can you kind of like describe like the rules and the point system?
Sure. So they're still debating on the percentages of the scoring system, but the majority, the bulk of your scoring and your stats is the team wins, right? So they still want to incentivize a team win, because that's why we all play volleyball, right? Like, we don't want to just be the best player. We want to be on the best team. And then comes the individual stats, and then comes the MVP stats, which the fans get to vote for as well. So everything is bonus driven. So there's a total of 44 players. And so whoever has the most points at the end of the season will have the biggest bonus. And that will be tracked. It's like on the leaderboard. That will be tracked throughout the season.
There's going to be 4 team captains who then draft their team each week.
Yes. So every week the teams are changing.
So how are those team captains chosen?
From the leaderboard. Yeah. So whoever scores the highest that week, or the collective week, like they'll be chosen as the team captain. You know, everybody gets a setter, and then you choose the opposite, and then the middle, and then the libero. So honestly, there's a big age gap, right? So we have like Tiffany Clark, who just graduated, and then we have Jordan Larson, you know? So it's like, of course, like they know who, we all know who each other are, but at the same time, like I haven't played with some of these people, like, Shayla Castro, I've never played with, and I'm so pumped to play with her. Like, she is an Olympian and everything. And so I know of her, but I don't think she knows who I am. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, at first we were like, can we reach out to anybody? We had to check with the AU staff. Like, can we get in touch with foreigners and things like that? Which definitely, you know, poses some complications with visas and things like that. But they said yes, and so we were able to get some foreigners in the league, which is huge, because, I mean, those are the same people that are like, why isn't there a league in the U.S.? We want to go.
Yeah.
And so we finally have some, and then we have some Puerto Ricans as well. The NCAA is fortunate. We have a ton of Puerto Ricans playing in the U.S. And we just contacted anybody in our network and was like, hey, are you available? Because it is a weird time, right? So it's February.
Yeah.
To April, a lot of people that are playing overseas or playing professionally are playing overseas. So it was a matter of like, did you retire recently? Like, what have you been doing? Are you still playing? Like Lauren Gibbemeyer signed, and she had been playing in the top leagues in Italy. But she's like, hey, I really want this to take off. I really want to stay in the US and stay in your family. And so that was a huge get for us, for her to be playing in this league.
And do you think a lot of people are driven just by the fact that they could be home and like here?
Yes.
Come back and play?
Yeah. One name that comes to mind is Karsta. Like, of course, like everybody is thankful for their time overseas, but it is difficult. Like, to not have a Thanksgiving or not have a Christmas or not to even see anybody in the audience that you know.
Yeah.
It takes a toll, and I get that. And some people are like, well, I'd rather take a chance on this league and stay within the U.S. And it's also a shorter amount of time. It's only 7 weeks total. So, I mean, for some people that want to stay close to home and near family, like, that's a win-win.
So will you be training before February or kind of start then?
Yes. So I'm lifting, and then I'm playing, you know, 3-on-3, 2-on-2. I'm also coaching at Sports Academy now and Oak Park High School. I'm the assistant for the boys. So, you know, just trying to get in some kind of volleyball whatever that looks like right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave beginning of February to do like a week long. No, it's 2 weeks long for preseason. And then the season will start February 15th.
You're going to be playing in Nashville. Are they kind of creating their own bubble like they did for the NBA?
Yes. So it's a bubble, but it's actually, AU is calling it a shield because within our bubble, right, we're going to have, you know, still some COVID guidelines. So we're still going to have to be wearing a mask with our roommate, keeping all the windows open. Hopefully it's not too cold in Nashville at that time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like if we're driving in the same car, like still having our mask on and things like that. So really trying to stay safe and stay healthy.
So it is interesting that you guys are starting this during COVID. So do you kind of have like a different outlook on where you think this pro league will go, let's say post COVID times?
Honestly, I think that we can kind of use this to our advantage, right? It was already going to be a media focused league. I think right now people want, they just want sports, whatever that looks like people just want some kind of competition and they want sports. And so I think that yes, of course, like COVID is a nasty beast and everybody is, you know, having complications. But at the end of the day, people still want to play. They want to figure out how to play. So going forward, I mean, I hope that players will re-sign and still be interested. But I think that if anything, we could use this to our advantage.
Yeah. And cause people are just at home looking for entertainment. So turn on your volleyball. Have you guys talked about what you would want the future of the AU Pro League for volleyball to go? Or like, is this kind of just like you wanted to make a trial run, see how this league or the season goes and kind of just like go from there?
So one of the biggest things and one of the biggest things I'm passionate about is to kind of make that bridge between college volleyball and professional volleyball. There wasn't a lot of talk about it, honestly. And it was kind of like, you know, figure it out, like find an agent, find a team, like you're on your own now. Like the college has nothing to do with you. At the end of the day, it's my future. I have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And so with Athletes Unlimited, like to kind of bridge that gap and offer athletes a chance to continue playing volleyball professionally is what I would like to see out of Athletes Unlimited. And then to also extend our careers, like so often, like female athletes just in general, like, you know, there comes a time where you're like, I should stop and I should have a normal career and I should have kids, blah, blah, blah. But you know, this actually gives American female athletes a chance to extend their careers.
Well, thank you so much, Molly. So nice to meet you.
Thanks. You too, Ellie. Have a good one.
Well, there we have it. Come February 2021, get ready to watch the 44 women compete in the American Professional Indoor Volleyball League. As the women begin to train, we start the countdown to watch them play.